All right, folks, welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset, your daily dose of wisdom and motivation to kickstart your day with calm and confidence. I'm Taylor Reed, and let's be real, life can sometimes feel like a runaway train, right? Between emails, deadlines, that never-ending to-do list, it's easy to get swept up in the chaos. But what if I told you there was a superpower hidden inside each of us that could help us navigate this crazy world with more ease and grace? I'm talking about mindfulness, people. It's not some mystical, touchy-feely thing reserved for monks on mountaintops. Mindfulness is simply the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental hamster wheel and actually experiencing life instead of just rushing through it. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, Taylor. And you're right, it takes effort, but trust me, the benefits are seriously worth it. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate mindfulness in your daily life. First up, awareness is everything. Mindfulness starts with paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. Ever feel that knot in your stomach before a big presentation? Or notice your heart racing when someone texts you unexpectedly? These are all signals from your body and mind. By becoming more aware of these cues, you can start to understand your emotional landscape better and respond with more intention. Second, practice makes progress. Mindfulness isn't a switch you flip on and off. It's a skill that gets stronger with practice. Start small. Maybe it's taking a few minutes each morning to focus on your breath or simply observing the sights and sounds around you during your commute. Think of it like learning a new language. The more you immerse yourself in it, the easier it becomes. Third, let go of judgment. One of the biggest hurdles to mindfulness is our inner critic, constantly judging our thoughts and feelings as good or bad. Mindfulness encourages us to observe these thoughts without labeling them. Just acknowledge them, let them pass like clouds in the sky, and return your focus to the present moment. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Learning to be mindful is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more present than others. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment whenever you find your mind wandering. Remember, progress over perfection, always. And finally, integrate mindfulness into everyday activities. This isn't just about sitting cross-legged and meditating, although that's awesome too. You can practice mindfulness while washing dishes, taking a walk, or even having a conversation. Pay attention to the sensations, the sights, the sounds, and truly engage with the experience. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in a good book or a movie? Your mind is fully present, absorbing every detail, and the rest of the world fades away. That's mindfulness in action. Think about the last time you were driving home from work and got so caught up in your thoughts that you missed your turn. Or maybe you were at dinner with friends but kept checking your phone, missing out on the conversation. These are moments where we could have used a little more mindfulness to stay present and engaged. Now imagine if you approached those situations differently. If you focused on the sensations of driving, the sights and sounds around you, or truly listened to your friends sharing their stories, wouldn't that make for a richer experience? That's the power of mindfulness. It helps us savor the little moments, reduce stress, and cultivate the deeper sense of connection with ourselves and the world around us. So, remember these key takeaways. Be aware, practice consistently, let go of judgment, be kind to yourself, and integrate mindfulness into your daily activities. Start small, keep it consistent, and watch how even a few minutes of mindful moments can transform your entire day. Now, go out there and make today amazing. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of Stoic wisdom, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and never stop growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.